More than a year ago, Missouri legalized the use of the heroin overdose antidote naloxone for its law enforcement. And though police use of the drug has saved lives in other states, getting agencies to use it in Missouri has been difficult. It finally took one determined sheriff's department in a small rural town to overcome obstacles and actually get the drug in the hands of its officers, establishing a training protocol along the way that can be used statewide. From Pulaski County, Missouri, Side Effects Public Media's Rebecca Smith reports.
For the purpose of training, what I want you to do is pull up 2 cc's to the number 2 on the plunger. All right, now, Eddie wants you to stick it in Dean's nose. Not hard. You're not digging for gold or anything there, but...
That's Pulaski County Captain Johnny Burgess, training his fellow officers to use naloxone, or Narcan, a drug which reverses overdoses. He's in charge of the naloxone program that's just been started in the rural community of Pulaski County. It was actually this community's residents, their state representative and Sheriff Ron Long, that pushed to get a law allowing police to use naloxone passed last year. Here's Sheriff Long.
How can you not be compassionate when you see how life really is out there, and that by doing something small, by spending a few dollars, you can actually help an individual. You can maybe even save a life.
But making it legal was one thing. Actually getting law enforcement to use the drug has been much harder. Even communities with much higher overdose rates aren't using the drug yet. In other states, it's become common for law enforcement to carry the drug. New York reported over 100 lives saved in 2014, and Georgia, since last year, has reported 36. But in Missouri, many law enforcement agencies have raised concerns about cost, liability, and the shelf life of the drug. And Long says they did face some obstacles, but it was worth it.
You know, you noticed me slump over a while ago, like, shoo, man, it's finally here. This has been long in the making, but it's worth every bit of sweat, tears, which, as you saw earlier, have gone into this program.
Some of these obstacles were
making sure we had a training program and a policy and a doctor that's overseeing the program in place, and we have all that.
Captain Burgess also had to find a creative solution when the department was looking for a doctor to oversee the program and write the naloxone script.
I asked my personal physician to do it. And he signed off on it. Happened to have a doctor's appointment that day.
But I asked Long, what about costs? According to Burgess, they're paying $28 per dose of intranasal Narcan. So were costs an issue?
Actually, at this point, no, because every penny we spent has been, you know, basically from donations. Most of it, a little bit out of my pocket.
Wait, did you say that part of the cost actually came out of your own pocket?
Just a little bit of it did for supplies.
The initial startup costs of the program were only about $1,000. And when it comes to the issues of liability and shelf life, Long says they've written a policy and have a protocol to preserve the drug. And now, thanks to all these efforts, the Missouri Sheriff's Association will be putting the Pulaski County training online for other departments across the state to use. Eldon Wolf is the program coordinator for the Missouri Sheriff's Association, and he says Captain Burgess even volunteered to teach others.
He said that he would be willing to go to different agencies and train their officers.
Sheriff Long says they have naloxone in 15 of their patrol cars at the moment, and the rest will have naloxone by the end of the year. He adds that his officers are excited about the program because now they can save lives. And since the program began just last month, they already have.
We're actually helping save lives, which I think that's part of our mission too. Not just to put people in jail, not just to solve crimes, but also to save individuals' lives. And this Narcan program will do just that.
Rebecca Smith, Side Effects Public Media.